following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Sooners to the Tigers to the Buffaloes next door, we'll fight them all with honor, stand tall above the rest. The Huskers of Nebraska are the ones that we love best. See that line of blockade, watch those backs move out. Heading for the goal line and a touchdown, there's no doubt. Fast as a mighty jet plane, smooth as a brand new car. Every player with the big red is a football superstar.
That was a joke.
So we can't be beat, we won't be beat. I said now day by day we get better and better, and so we won't be beat. We can't be beat.
Empty backfield now. Cousins awaits the shotgun snap. He has it. Holds. Over the middle. Pass is intercepted. Lance Sorrell. 45. 40. Lance Sorrell to the outside. 30-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Lance Sorrell. Brett's kick sailing towards the uprights, and the kick is good. Maher drills one from 51 yards out.
This is a 29-yard field goal attempt to win the game for Nebraska. And what would be a miraculous comeback in the final 40 seconds. Brown for the win. The kick is up. And it is good. He got it. Nebraska wins it.
28-26 is our score. Kickoff into the end zone will be brought out by Abdullah. Abdullah, a little bit of shake and bake. With room.
Third down and 20. Quinn, good protection. Pass to the sidelines. Good. Out of bounds at the 25. Todd Brown made the catch, and Quinn hit him right on the numbers.
Fake the handoff. Back to throws. Martinez looking downfield. Has a man out there. Pass caught. Touchdown. Quincy and Enwa. And the Huskers back to it in a score.
Big down. Third and a long five. Getting to the end zone, and very close to it was Dean Steinkoder. He's in for a touchdown.
Stretch play to Bell, trying to get to the outside. Compton hits him and drops him to the 10. What a play by Will Compton.
Backfield in the eye, wide outs both ways. And here is a fake. Druckenmiller on the keeper, loses the football. It's picked up by the Huskers, and they're going to run it in. Jason Peter for the score.
Snap back to Taylor. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Guns, pass, caught. Cotton, 15, 10. Bam to the 5. Dives for the end zone. He's down at the 1-yard line. Ben Cotton.
And the pitch to Warner. And Warner gets it up about the 29. Jimmy Williams comes up with a football, and Nebraska got it. Jimmy Williams came out of the stack with a football.
Back to throw is Cousins, holding, looking, going downfield, looking for Cunningham. He goes up, ball knocked away at the last second. Stafford was there, so was Ciante Evans.
We are ready to settle the Big 12 football championship deep in the heart of Texas. Major Applewhite back in the pocket. Eludes one. Husker is in trouble, and down he goes. Warren Kaiser was there.
And the Cornhuskers will go for two. They trail 17-15. Full house backfield. Frazier will throw. It's good. Two-point conversion. Eric Alford made the catch. Game tied at 17.
Fumble picked up on the bounce by Keithan. And now down for Mitchell. Double team. And Mitchell got it. How did he get that one?
Tater in the shotgun. Burkhead off to his right. Snap back to Tater. Holds it, looks, throws, pass, caught Kenny Bell. Dive, touchdown.
Sal Jones, the lone setback from the 47 of CU. Frazier takes the snap, gives it on a counter play. Jones runs behind a blocker. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 15. He's gone. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Option far side, back to throw is Martinez. Now being chased, throws it out in a flat. Burkhead makes a catch, sets a tackle. 25-20, 15-10, 5. Rex Burkhead, touchdown Nebraska. And the Huskers are to within a point.
Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle.
Fourth down and 8. The ball at the 24-yard line of Miami. But they're down by 7.
Ooh, look at this play. Jeff Smith.
Now Wildcat set. Burkhead awaits the snap. On second and 10, Marlowe in motion. They give it off to Marlowe off the jet motion. On 35, Marlowe to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Tim Marlowe knocked out of bounds inside the 5-yard line at the 1-yard line. Tim Marlowe takes the handoff for 39 yards.
Option play, the pitch to Irving Fryer around the right side. Irving Fryer could be gone. Irving Fryer, touchdown.
And good morning once again, everyone, on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Indianapolis, the Courtyard Marriott. Glad to have you along for a special Saturday two-hour edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, getting you ready for tonight's Big Ten Championship game from the Lucas Oil Stadium here in Indianapolis. Kickoff scheduled for 7:17 on Fox. We want to let you know that right after our coverage here until 2 o'clock Central Time, we'll be sending you to the SEC Championship game, which will kick off at 2:30, and that'll be followed by the ACC Championship game between Florida State and Georgia Tech, of course, Alabama and Georgia and the SEC. Also at 2 o'clock, you can switch over to the Breeze 94.5 FM as we join the Husker Sports Network for their pregame, which takes you up to kickoff and, of course, the game tonight. We've got sports on all of our network of radio stations here in the Kearney, Hastings, Tri-City area today and tonight, from basketball to football to hockey and a whole lot more. Doug Duda along with Mike Will, as we'll be with you for the next couple of hours, hearing from head coach Bo Pelini of Nebraska and Brett Bielema of Wisconsin, and we'll see what else we've got going on here today. But it's finally game day, and Mike, there are a lot of folks trying to figure out how this game is going to play out tonight.
Yeah, they're from the time we got here, we mentioned yesterday, not a lot of folks milling around. Guess what? The droves of people are here. Yesterday, they arrived basically after our show yesterday. Last night's Indianapolis absolutely jammed full of Nebraska football fans. And you and I were commenting all through the night, is there anybody from Wisconsin even here? And it was like a 200-1 that we saw there. There's a bunch of Nebraska people right now in Indianapolis, and the fears that Nebraska didn't sell all their tickets for the game, and we weren't going to have a big crowd there. Guess what? We're going to have a big crowd at the ball game here tonight, and there's no doubt about it. The Husker fans are here, gang.
And I think that's another thing to look at, too, because we're looking at people coming in, where they're coming from. Just because you are a Nebraska fan, it doesn't mean you live in Nebraska. We saw folks flying in from Dallas and Texas and California and all over, as you come to see New York, where the Alumni Association was last night. And I agree with you for the most part on that whole Nebraska-Wisconsin assumption. We see some Wisconsin people. I don't know if it's easier for them to get to Indy, closer proximity and all that, and they just are coming in last night and today. But just random spots that you would be, and if you're not familiar with Indianapolis, there's basically a 6-square block area that is just where the, not necessarily the motels are, but where the nightlife is, where the great restaurants are, where the bars are, where some of the motels are. And it's just a really 6-square block area. And popping into just random ones outside of where specific Nebraska events were being held, it was crazy. There were numerous Nebraska fans to Wisconsin fans. But, I mean, Wisconsin will show up and support their team because – on the flip side of things, you know, Mike, we were talking about, and some people believe that maybe some of the Husker fans are holding out hope and hoping to go to the Rose Bowl. I don't know that Wisconsin fans would be on that same side. They've been to the Rose Bowl the last 2 years. They're the underdog in this game. I don't think Wisconsin fans are waiting to go to Florida to whatever bowl game they would go to, if that's the case, if they lose today. So I think Wisconsin will also be well represented, but it's going to be a good football game. It won't be a sellout tonight. I can't imagine that, but it will be loud. A lot of the folks we're talking to, it holds 72,000 or something like that, and they're thinking 50,000 at least at this football game tonight, not the embarrassment that was at Stanford-UCLA last night.
I would hope there would be at least 50,000 people at the stadium tonight. You and I were both over there. The official capacity, by the way, Lucas Oil Stadium, right at 66,000 people. So, yeah, if it's 50,000, it'll look at least respectable, I guess. But I would hope for maybe a little bit more than 50,000 people. Just, just walking around town, get you fired up for game day. Last night, I was ready to play the game last night. It didn't make any difference if we were in Bon Paul's Pizza Palace to one of the hottest nightclubs here in Indianapolis. Like you said, there was just people all over the place, all of them donning the they're red of the Huskers. So.
And that's what makes road games fun. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Some of those Husker fans get to travel all the time. Some of them can only make it to zero or one road game a year or every other year, and I know folks are going to have a lot of fun. We want you to be part of the show today as well, folks. We've got a variety of ways you can do that. You can email us to the program. You can be on Facebook with us. You can call the program. We would just love to hear from you. The phone number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Also, you can Facebook us, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. And, of course, the Dent Popper email is there for you. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we would love to hear your prediction of the football game, why you're confident, why you would be worried about Nebraska today. We'll be here the next couple of hours and love to have you be a part of the program. And most of the pundits, and we work a lot with Sean Callahan and all Robin Walsh that we had on from Husker Online this week, talked to Michael Sevier yesterday, does some work with them. He actually picked Wisconsin. I'm looking at their predictions today. Nobody really has a big margin of victory for Nebraska. The tone has continued what we touched on Monday. What I brought up Monday, first thing on this show, is it all comes down, it seems to me, turnovers. I can't see a weird storyline in this football game. I think it comes down to turnovers. I don't think all of a sudden Wisconsin, even if they play well, you can't say all of a sudden they came out of nowhere. They have five losses by 7 points or less.
Wisconsin has just 11 turnovers this season. That compares to 29 for Nebraska. In fact, before a fourth quarter fumble against Ohio State, Wisconsin had not lost a turnover in 16 consecutive quarters, finishing its previous three games without a turnover. So, yeah, turnover is going to be a big key. We got the turnover-prone Husker offense in there. If we lay it on the carpet all day today, they had six fumbles, lost two of them the last time these two teams played. If they lay it on the carpet today, the Huskers are going to be in for a dogfight, no doubt about it.
I was listening and rethinking about what Rick Pizzo said yesterday. He joined us towards the end of the show here. On the Doug and Daddy Show, analysts from the Big Ten Network, and you can see some of their pregame today as well. But he was talking about how he thinks Wisconsin will come at Taylor Martinez and coming in that A-gap and bringing the pressure right up the middle and trying to fluster him, because by watching film, that's what Martinez has his most trouble. That's when he ends up throwing off his back foot because he feels like he's rushed. Obviously, I would think that the other side of that coin is rushing Rex Burkhead right at that blitz, right at that pressure, because you want to run right at it. Or you try to get the ball to the outside with a lot of swing passes, a lot of wide receiver screens, which I'm not a big favorite of. Even back when Florida, that was their thing, when Steve Spurrier, that wide receiver screen, it seems gimmicky to me almost. There's just too many things that can go wrong, an easy pick six, a drop ball. If it's not blocked perfectly, it's a no gain. And if you're making wide receivers block, which holding comes into play. And I don't like all that, but you can swing it out to Abdullah. Maybe you're just going to run the ball outside a little bit more, because I don't know that anyone thinks that Wisconsin has speed. It's Nebraska. Everybody keeps talking about Nebraska's speed, speed, speed.
And we heard that yesterday when we were meeting with the coaches in the press conference. They talked about Nebraska's speed. Wisconsin said Nebraska may be one of the fastest teams that they have faced. So, yeah, we've got to use our speed to get outside. You got to remember now, we've got a new center in there this afternoon. You're going to see a couple of guys in there. We got an injured center. We also got a big man on the defensive side of the ball, Baker Steinkuhler, who is not going to play today. So when you sit down and try to hash out this ball game, fumbles, like we talked about, a big story in this ball game for Nebraska. And then how those guys play that are replacing the center in there for the Huskers, and also how well the guys play on the defensive line. Bo Pelini talked about that yesterday during the press conference, that the guys on the defensive line would have to have a good football game tomorrow to shut down the rushing attack of Wisconsin today.
Well, Bo Pelini yesterday still trying to play the "we don't know who we're going to play at center" card.
I don't think we've, I don't know what they've decided to do right now, but it's going to be, you're going to see them both. You're going to see Penzik, you're going to see Pelini, and who starts a game, we'll see. You're going to see them both. We're going to have a mix of guys that are going to go through there, both at the left guard spot and at the center spot. And it's not going to be much different than how we played the second half of the Iowa game.
Well, Bo Pelini doesn't know who's going to start at center. Doug, you and I don't know either.
Well, and this is the thing that is somewhat frustrating. This is where Bo catches some heat. You've done everything you could possibly do. There's nothing either one of those gentlemen, those young men, are going to do between 4 o'clock yesterday and 7:15 tonight that is going to enhance their chances. He's not telling the truth. He knows who's starting tonight's football game. I can't believe that it makes a difference if Wisconsin knows, if it's Mark Pelini or if it's Cole Penzic. But whatever, it was just a question. They're both going to see action, which I also find a little weird. They do platoon these guys, but if you got a good rhythm going between your center and your quarterback, why would you switch that up? He didn't bring – I mean, it was Pelini against Iowa. I mean, I expect Pelini to start tonight, and they move Penzic around.
And he said between the center and between the left guard, I think it was the other position he talked about, they're going to platoon some guys in there and work things around. So we'll see both of those guys in there. But, yeah, I agree. He knows who's going to start the football game, and he's just kind of leaving another doubt into the minds of Wisconsin. If they're going to attack up that way, if one player is better against a certain blitzes, they don't want to lay anything out there for the Wisconsin folks to hash on, I guess, for 12 hours as we get ready for a kickoff coming up tonight. By the way, there's one thing we won't have to worry about tonight, and that's the weather. You know, we had bad weather conditions in Iowa last week. Don't have to worry about it. Even if it was being played outdoors today, it would be a gorgeous day and a gorgeous night for a football. But, hey, there's a roof on the Lucas Oil Stadium. It's indoors, and we expect a great crowd and a great atmosphere tonight.
One thing that really wasn't brought up yesterday or that I've heard much this week, in fact, it was one of the questions I had for Coach on Sunday when they had the first press conference for the coaches, was about the punt game, where Nebraska is having troubles also dropping the ball. And, again, you got to catch the ball. I get that. But let's face it, the games where they did drop the ball, UCLA, sun, they can blame the sun, Iowa, wind, cold. There's three or four of those games that they can blame the weather conditions if they want to. That's what they've chose to do. They also know that, you know, you got to cover the ball. But there were those circumstances. With Rex Burkhead starting tonight, and you can get Amir Abdullah maybe back there more for your kick return, I think that's a win-win situation, and there are no excuses, obviously, inside.
Either that or let it bounce on the carpet and let it roll down. It will roll forever.
No,
it'll
roll forever. We're the speedy team. Catch the ball. Do what you're supposed to do. It's just like making a block, Mike, right? I mean, your job at the right tackle is to make this block. You're not going to do it perfect 100% of the time, but don't let your quarterback get killed back there.
Do your job. That's all we're asking you to do.
Execute.
Grab the ball.
Execute.
Signal for the fair catch if you can do it that way. But don't drop the ball. For God's sakes, don't drop the ball. I'm just hoping that we get through this thing with maybe one turnover. I can swallow one turnover. But we start having 2, 3, 4 turnovers, we are going to be in for a long day and a long night tonight.
Well, because Wisconsin doesn't turn it over.
No, they do not. They will win the turnover margin tonight. If the Huskers want to bump around on offense and screw things around there, we're going to have a long night.
Brett Bielema did come out yesterday. He's got some kids that are back for this football team. He says Abadaris is ready to go. A lot of people didn't think he'd bounce back off the concussion. Their middle linebacker, Chris Borland, is back. Here's Brett Bielema just kind of all fired up getting ready for this football game.
Nebraska and Coach Pelini and everything that they've accomplished this year to get here as well. I've been an admirer ever since we played them earlier this year, the way they play, the effort, and obviously the way they've been able to close out some games to get back here. So a lot of respect. I'd also like to thank the Big Ten Conference, Jim Delaney, his staff, everybody that touches us, from the way we have been planning to come here, to the media events, to the hotel, to the stadium itself. His staff is unbelievable, and all the things that our kids are going to be able to do during their 48 hours here in Indianapolis is second to none. It's a first-class organization from top to bottom, and you really feel special being here. So I'm excited for us to get back here. We are a little bit like we've been here, done that. We've seen this facility. We've seen the layout of the stadium and obviously a new locker room. We're excited to be in the home team and to be in the Colts locker room. As far as my team, we're a little bit healthier. We got Jared Abadaris will be with us full go, as well as Chris Borland, who hasn't been back with us the last 2 weeks. I know he's excited to get out here. And a couple other guys are just a little bit healthier than they have been the last couple weeks. So we're hitting it at the prime time and excited to get going.
Wisconsin coach Brett Bielema trying to touch all bases there. He's pretty fired up.
One thing that is kind of surprising, Nebraska did not practice at Lucas Oil Stadium yesterday. Wisconsin did, and Wisconsin was in that building a season ago. So Nebraska is going to get their first taste of Lucas Oil Stadium when they walk in there tonight. I thought that was rather odd. We did not practice there yesterday.
That doesn't bother me. Again, I put this into the coaches. You got to trust that the coaches know best what's going on with their team. They went through what they needed to walk through and go through Friday in Lincoln, and then they've come out. And these seniors have been through this twice. If they made the travel roster for the first Big 12 championship game against Texas, and definitely all these guys, for the most part, made the travel roster, and some of them played parts in the game against Oklahoma. It's just something to talk about, I guess.
Well, the coach talked yesterday about that one end zone of Lucas Oil Stadium where he says it looks like you got like 500 guys coming after you. One of the end zone has all the luxury suites in it and everything. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know why Nebraska did not practice yesterday at Lucas Oil. In fact, I don't even know what time they flew in here. Wisconsin was here early in the afternoon and practiced the facility yesterday. And Nebraska, they came in sometime last night or late yesterday afternoon and did not practice at the facility. So I don't know. I would, if I was a football coach, if I was a Bo Pelini, I would want to practice at the facility. We do it in basketball all the time. When we go on the road with the Hastings College and we're on an overnight trip, we practice in that facility. Down in basketball, why doesn't the football team want to practice at the facility?
I think it's just easy. I mean, you know, I think it's easy to walk in, shoot some hoops for 45 minutes and get out of there and just familiarize yourself with the court a little bit. I think in football, Bo just sees it as it's a 120-yard field, you know, 100 yards, you got your end zones, here's the sidelines. Guys, what's so crazy about it? Here's Coach Bielema talking a little bit more, and I think he touches on that whole end zone deal with Kurt Phillips, who wasn't even – with the team here last year, and he taking over and being the quarterback this year in the championship.
I knew that Kurt was from the spring. He wasn't quite 100%, but from the reports I'd heard during the summer, he was back to himself and throwing the ball and executing everything that a quarterback needs to do. It was a very tough competition between him, Danny, and Joel. Obviously, we went with Joel. I said at the time to our media that we had three quarterbacks that we can win with. I didn't know what was actually going to happen. That part I wasn't planning on, but I think the number one thing that you can tell about Kurt, and I'm sure you get this when you interview our players, he has a great deal of respect from everybody in our locker room, players and coaches, just because of the perseverance and the way that he competes. I mean, nobody loves the game or enjoys the game more than Kurt Phillips, and it really shows in his play.
It's the first time for him.
Here's a little bit more on Bielema talking about Phillips.
The guys that had been here, the environment, it was very important for us to practice here today. I know Nebraska didn't, but I really wanted our kids to experience the stadium itself. Just a little tidbit, Jim Sorgi, who was a backup quarterback here to Peyton for a long time, told us about the one end zone that has the suites down there that he said, you know, on Sundays when all those people are wearing Colts jerseys, it looks like 50 people are playing defense against you in the end zone. And Russell looked at that last year during pregame warmups, made a special effort there. So just little things that Kurt's made aware. He's excited. He was a Manning fan growing up, so we put him in his locker, or what used to be his locker, apparently. We were told that gave him his own little spot there. He was like a king bee sitting in there today, so it was kind of fun to see that. And our kids are just rolling with it and having a little bit of fun.
That's Brett Bielema, head football coach at Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is going to be the home team, and like you said, they're in the Colts locker room. The Nebraska locker room, of course, the visitors over at Lucas Oil Stadium, but they have made the visitors' locker room very, very nice, as you might expect. It's going to be a great facility inside the locker room, but even outside, they went to the trouble of painting the Nebraska logo up there. It's decorated in red and white with a big N, and I thought that was kind of neat there.
Yeah, it's pretty spiffy. It's exactly what you have to do to land championship games. We've got a lot more to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll have a couple of interviews for you as we are live at the Courtyard Marriott in Indianapolis until 2 o'clock, and then we switch you over to the SEC Championship game here on ESPN and on 94.5 FM. Husker Sports Network takes over the Nebraska pregame, going to 7:17 for the kickoff tonight. Doug Duda, Mike Will, live at the Courtyard Marriott, where the folks have been great to us here in Indianapolis. I can continue to win their division and the Legends division and get back to the championship game. We've got a lot more, including a college football scoreboard update. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Indianapolis, home of the 2012 Big Ten Championship.
One of the true joys of the holiday season is the opportunity for Zeke, your Channel C dealer at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, to thank you and wish you the very best for the new year.
Have a sports lover on your list? Shop Dunham Sports for apparel, hunting, golf, fishing, and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham Sports, like the Nike VR Straight Fit Tour Fairway Woods for only $79.99. Or save 50% on the Sure Shot basketball game from Metal Sports, now only $99.99. Ladies, keep cozying the plush robe from Body Candy for only $11.99. Find everything on your sports lover's list at Dunham Sports, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
This is a wish for happiness and good luck to our customers and friends. Your friendship and business is appreciated by the entire staff at the Exchange Bank in Minden. Member FDIC.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just get you parts fast. Oh, no. We get you earth-shattering deals on the parts you need. Right now, buy Wagner Thermal Quiet Brake Pads and get up to a $20 American Express gift card by mail. When we say earth-shattering deals, we mean it metaphorically. Don't worry, Earth. We got you. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Void where prohibited. See store for details.
In 2011, the Weather Channel launched Coast Guard Alaska. In 2012, things are heating up. As we head south, the Weather Channel presents Coast Guard Florida, a new series that follows the brave men and women who patrol the turbulent waters of the Sunshine State.
Coast Guard, a request assistance.
Weathering stormy and steamy conditions.
I want to get out there. I want to get out there fast.
Putting their lives on the line is all in a day's work. Coast Guard Florida premieres Wednesday, October 10th at 9 on the Weather Channel.
Wow, did you see that? That was 2012, another year gone by, but the best is yet to come. Come to Custom Pack for all of your special holiday items. Maybe you're seeking steaks or smoked turkeys, soups, pies, ribs, seafood, ham, and yes, prime rib. Our gift cards are always special for family and friends. And we've been here, local, for 65 years and three generations. We know what we're doing, so call or come in. We'll fix you up at Custom Pack in Hastings.
Saturday, it's the SEC Championship game between the defending national champions, the Crimson Tide of Alabama, and the Bulldogs from Georgia. Hi, this is John Totchus of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Terry Donahue and me from the Georgia Dome in Atlanta for all the action. SEC teams have won six straight national titles. The winner of this game will be in position to make it seven. Alabama, Georgia. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some areas of fog still early this afternoon, but then expect sunshine to move in later today. We'll have a mild high in the middle 60s, and expect clear skies tonight with lows near 33. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Dunaisty. Right now, it's 45.
And Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here live from Indianapolis. Time for the Big Ten Championship game. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're glad you're along with us as we get ready for Nebraska's first championship game in the last couple of years here, first Big Ten title game, and, of course, favored in this ball game. Which they were not in the two Big 12 championship games they were in 3 and 4 years ago. And folks, if you're getting ready for tonight's Big 10 championship game or any of the college and NFL football, it's another beautiful day. Get the grill going and put some Troutman's quality meat on it. Quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef is all they have for you at Troutman's. And maybe you just want a little meat and cheese tray. They've also got summer sausage, snack sticks, different cheeses, and the barbecue beans to go along with the smoked turkey breasts and the prime rib and the great steaks and the, of course, great ground beef that we have just told you about. Plus, it's never too early to think Christmas and reserve your smoked turkey and prime rib, plus the seasonings, the gift cards, in any amount, they'll take care of you at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend in Kearney. there's something to be made of that, I think, Mike, a little bit, that Nebraska, albeit it's a small favorite, and we'll get to that in a second because I promised a college football update here, but just I want to go into that topic next about Nebraska being a favorite. Baylor was up 24-3 on Oklahoma State early in the second quarter, but the Cowboys have scored two straight touchdowns, 5:45 to go in the first half. Baylor 24, Oklahoma State 17. Oklahoma also playing, and they have just scored going into the half. It's the Sooners 14 and TCU 7, and it is Central Florida and Tulsa all knotted up 14 apiece with 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter of a play. So those are the early games that are going on right now in college football. Also, obviously, well aware of the tragedy that happened today in Kansas City, where things now take a turn not only for the worse on the football field, but off the football field. Linebacker Javon Belcher fatally shot his girlfriend this morning, then drove to Arrowhead Stadium, committed suicide in front of his coach and general manager. Just a horrible, horrible thing that's going on today in Kansas City, which puts tomorrow's game against Carolina up in the air. They may not even play that football game, and it doesn't matter what the team is, but obviously close to home. Mike, you're a Chiefs fan. Belcher is not an all-pro starter, but it doesn't matter. This is just a tragedy that has happened today in Kansas City.
Yeah, as bad as the Chiefs have been playing on the field, and now they're hit with this, and like you said, tomorrow's game, we understand Carolina was scheduled to leave their facility. That's a 1:15 today. That was their scheduled plane time, departing time, so a decision is going to be made by the NFL sometime in the next, I would say, a few minutes, half an hour, hour or so, depending on what the situation is going to be there, whether that game is going to be played. Obviously, two teams that have nothing to play for this year, probably no real reason to play the football game tomorrow in Kansas City.
So, yeah, that's going to be an ongoing story all weekend long, and there's just nothing to say except, in case you hadn't heard, there it is. That's what we've got going on down in Kansas City. Nebraska, a favorite in this football game, Mike. Should a lot be made of that?
I don't think so. That's for you and I to talk about, and the other the media folks. I think these two teams are going to go into the ball game like any other contest. It doesn't make any difference who's favored. Huskers, by the way, are favored by 3 points. You and I think we're both feeling that Nebraska will win this football game. Again, if we don't lay the ball on the carpet all day long. If we do, I can see where there's plenty of scenarios where Wisconsin could win this football game today.
Here is what Coach Pelini said about being the favorite. He was asked if that makes a difference.
Last thing we thought about was Oklahoma or Texas or what was going on. And, you know, every game is a challenge. And, you know, our team, believe me, they have a full respect for this University of Wisconsin football team, their program, how, you know, it's going to be a battle. We understand that. We understood that going in, and we knew a couple weeks ago that that was going to be our opponent if we were able to win out and win our division. And believe me, that guy, that gets your full attention. It's a good football team we're playing tomorrow night.
So that's the case.
Yeah, also, Coach Bielema, one of the interesting that maybe hasn't been talked about a lot, and I don't know if this is a big deal either, is that Wisconsin has known for 3 weeks that they were going to be in this championship game, that they were going to play, that they were going to be in, and they could prepare for Nebraska or Wisconsin. Nebraska also knew that it was going to be Wisconsin for that same amount of time. Is there an advantage there? I mean, some people believe, I guess the tone was that Wisconsin knew that the last couple of games didn't mean anything to them. It just didn't mean anything. They were already going to be in the championship game, and maybe they could use some of their practice time to totally focus on getting to Nebraska the second time around and winning this and going to the Rose Bowl for the third straight year. You buy into any of that?
That's what I was thinking. You know, have they been practicing against Nebraska for the last 3 weeks? Kind of blowing away those? I don't know. I don't have any knowledge of that. But have they totally blown away the last two games, knowing that they didn't have to win those things, which they did not? Have they been practicing 3 weeks to install some new wrinkles in their offense? Obviously, they're not going to reinvent the wheel today. They're not going to come out with all of a sudden a spread set and throw the football all over the place. They can't do that. But have they installed some wrinkles offensively and defensively that Nebraska will have to maybe make some adjustments on the fly today?
Well, I hope Nebraska can make the adjustments on the fly. It seems like they've been doing better of that because they've been finishing the games. They've been coming from behind. They've been putting themselves in those positions where they have to come from behind. But is it so much adjusting, or is it just quit making the turnovers? I mean, it seems to me that they quit turning the ball over as much in the second half as they've been doing in the first half, and that allows them to get back and win these games.
Are we going to have another fourth quarter comeback today? Are you ready for that again today, Doug? Are we going to fall behind by three scores and have to come up with three scores in the last 12 minutes of the game?
I don't care. Long as they get the job done.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Doug and Daddy Show live from Indianapolis in the Courtyard Marriott, getting you ready for tonight's Big Ten Championship game that kicks off at 7:17. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, more from the coaches, more analyzation of tonight's game. And, of course, we invite you to join us as well, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, or you can give us a call, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We are back with more after this.
Espresso and breakfast pizza?
Yep.
Espresso and salad bar?
Yep.
Espresso and wings?
Sure.
Genius. Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso. Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza you're craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fonner Park.
Make it Fonner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for weekend fun, food, and Husker football. Bet on the best nationwide thoroughbred racing from 17 tracks. Play live draw Keno. Watch the Nebraska-Wisconsin Big Ten Championship game. Chili cheese dogs and chips, $3.50. Beer pitchers, $5.25. Race to the finish line, number one for food and fun.
You know not all corn on the cob tastes the same. You only want the sweetest ears of corn with the juiciest kernels. At Butter Kernel, we know the same is true for canned corn. Our corn is grown locally on family-owned farms. It's harvested when the corn is at its sweetest point, then quickly canned to lock in flavor and nutrients. My family loves all the delicious Butter Kernel canned vegetables. Try them tonight. You won't be disappointed if the label says Butter Kernel.
Start your week with a happy heart and mind, and as you prepare for your week, you might consider tuning in to KICS Radio 1550 AM. Every Sunday morning at 10:30, KICS presents First Presbyterian Church of Hastings Sunday Worship Service. Pastor Reverend Dr. William Nottage Tacey, along with all the members, invite you to share in God's love and teachings. Sunday mornings at 10:30 only on 1550 AM. First Presbyterian Church, proclaiming the love of Christ in the heart of Hastings.
Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're driving home, maybe you're driving the kids to school, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
This Sunday, we travel to historic Lambeau Field as the Green Bay Packers host the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings will try to break through the D with the amazing running attack of Adrian Peterson. The back and quarterback Aaron Rodgers can burn you in the air for the big play.
Throwing into the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Green Bay!
It's your NFL Game of the Week. Vikings at the Packers right here on Sports USA.
Vikings, Packers, Steelers, Ravens, and Eagles, Cowboys. Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some areas of fog still early this afternoon, but then expect sunshine to move in later today. We'll have a mild high in the middle 60s, and expect clear skies tonight with lows near 33. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Dunaisty. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Courtyard Marriott in downtown Indianapolis, getting you ready for tonight's Big Ten Championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium between the Huskers and the Badgers of Wisconsin. As fans already milling around, already out enjoying what should be a great day, and hopefully the football game lives up to that. And Doug Goode along with Mike Will today. We invite you to join us, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, love to hear from you, to the Dent Bopper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Goode, Mike Will, what would living up to the expectation mean today? What is the expectation?
I expect to win. And Bo kind of talked about that yesterday, what this would mean to him, what this would mean to give Tom Osborne a Big Ten championship, maybe a Rose Bowl victory before Tom officially leaves the athletic director's position. And Bo kind of became emotional yesterday when he talked about that. When you and I saw him at the press conference, someone asked him about what this would mean to the Nebraska program if we can win the Big Ten championship and only our second year of existence in the conference. And Bo kind of went back and kind of talked about Tom Osborne, and he became a little emotional when he talked about that. So I think it's a big football game for Bo Pelini, for, of course, the Husker football team, the program. And you talk about expectations. I expect us to go out and win today, Doug. Then I expect to go to the Rose Bowl and win next week, too.
Well, one of the things, and I'll try and get that Tom Osborne quote coming up here for you in just a little bit. The Husker fans or some media people are a little cynical, trying to think, well, he's trying to appease the old man. I'm using the way that I think that those are saying and things like that. I don't think it's a show. At first, I thought maybe he's just trying to keep, you know, Coach Pelini's trying to not ruffle any feathers. This is the guy that hired him. He's my AD. I really think Coach Pelini has learned from Tom Osborne about how to improve in all aspects of his coaching, on the field and off the field. I really think he's going to miss it.
I think when Bo talked to Tom about coming out of the tunnel with him on the last home game there into Memorial Stadium, and Bo was a little emotional at that time when he even walked out of the tunnel with Tom Osborne that day. So, I think there's a little bind between these two guys. Obviously, it would be, and today I think would be another feather in the cap of Bo Pelini's coaching career if he can come out with a Big Ten championship here today.
Here's a little bit of from the press conference yesterday when Coach Pelini was asked about maybe doing one more thing for Tom Osborne on the way out as Osborne retires at the end of the month.
And for him and potentially a first Rose Bowl title as well, if you because you go there with the win.
Well, it'd be big. I mean, it would be it'd be pretty special be able to present Coach with that with a trophy it'd be pretty special. I mean, he means a lot to me, means a lot to a lot of people. And first and foremost, the guys he coached, obviously the fans, everybody associated with the program. And obviously he's a special man. And it'd be a nice way to send him out.
And those are some comments from Coach Pelini yesterday talking about Tom Osborne, but make no doubt about it. Bo needs one. He wants one. This is what he's in for. He knows he wants a national championship, but he's taking baby steps, and I know it's not going as quickly as he wants. He probably should have had both of those Big 12 championships. I mean, it would have been a surprise to beat Texas, but they should have beat Oklahoma being up 17-0.
Huskers, remember, have not won a championship since 1999. I don't know if we've thrown that fact out today, but 1999 was the last time the Huskers have won any kind of a championship. So,
you know what's more amazing to me? They haven't been to a BCS game since that Rose Bowl thumping against Miami in 2001.
Been a while.
I mean, you can be 10-2 and get to a BCS game. Nebraska hasn't.
Yeah, it's been kind of the end of the season, too. We've kind of flopped at the end of the season. What happens today if Nebraska loses this football game? We go maybe to the Capital One Bowl they're talking about down in Florida. And
yeah, back to it.
Yeah, back to it again. So I don't know.
There are the Outback. I mean, those are the only two choices, I think, that are out there. And everybody will in Husker Nation, including coaches, players have flat out said it, that it's a failure if they don't win today. And that's putting a lot on your plate, because you do have to play another football game no matter what happens tonight.
By the way, if the Huskers win, obviously they go to the Rose Bowl and they would take on Stanford, a team who hung on last night to beat UCLA by a score of 27-24. UCLA had a chance to tie that football game up at the end of the contest, but a long field goal sailed wide to the left. So the Huskers would play Stanford in the Rose Bowl next week. And we've already got odds. A friend of mine from Las Vegas tweeted me the odds on a Stanford-Nebraska matchup in the Rose Bowl. Stanford favored by 6, according to the Vegas lines already. Yeah, that's why I was saying. I would love the Huskers in that position. So we'll find out what happens. I'm just getting excited about the football game here tonight. You and I were both at the facility yesterday. Going to get your juices flowing when we walked in at the Lucas Oil. And actually, we went out on the field and looked around a little bit, saw the Fox crew setting up for the broadcast tonight. That got my juices rolling. I was pumped. I was ready to play. I was going to run through the wall for you last night, Doug.
Well, it's definitely a cool atmosphere. There's no doubt about it. And can this hype hurt a football team? Coach Pelini talking about if some of these big games that they've had the slow starts in, like Wisconsin the first time around, or any of the games that you can think of, if these slow starts are because the team is too jacked up.
Well, obviously, they're going to be excited. Wisconsin's going to be excited. There's always emotions when it comes to a game like this. You just got to put it, you know, keep it under control. You have to, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to execution. You know, you're going to be, you know, everyone's going to be flying around and hyped up. There's going to be a lot of energy out there, but you know, you have to learn how to control it and make sure you can take all that energy and focus in the direction that allows you to, you know, do your job. And that's what it comes down. That's what this game comes down to. It's the ultimate team game. It's about doing your job. And you can't let all the extracurricular things, your emotions, the crowd, the atmosphere, or anything else take you away from the focus that enables you to play the best football you can for your teammates.
All right, here's a stat for you, Doug. Nebraska.
I want to hear it. Nebraska, I want to hear it because I know it's a good one, too.
Nebraska 38-5 under Bo Pelini when they score first. So if you're looking for a Husker victory, if the Huskers can score first, the odds are on your side. 38-5 the Huskers are under Bo Pelini when Nebraska scores first.
That's a big stat. That's a big, big stat. Obviously, you would expect to have some advantage when you score first. And Nebraska has found a way. I mean, they used to be under Pelini just, what, 1-1. Some astronomical number. I think it was like 0-14 when starting his career when they were down at halftime. It was something like that. There was just a ton of games where Nebraska never came back, and now they are, and they don't want to put themselves, obviously, in that position again.
So 38-5, you can sit down and with your nice cool one and watch the game today. If the Huskers score first, start whooping it up or going to the Rose Bowl.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, now I'm going to be fired up if we score first. We're going to pack up our stuff and get ready to come home, huh?
Well, that would I don't know about that. You're killing me, man. You're killing me. That would be good. If we score the first two touchdowns, get up 14. Again, remember, 17-7 leading Ohio State, too.
I know. And we start throwing the ball around a little bit and things don't go right and lay the ball on the carpet. Wisconsin is going to be in this football game. You know, you and I on the plane out here, we're talking about the Huskers winning by 14-17. I think you had them at 3 touchdowns at one point. But once I start getting the feel here and hearing the coaches talk yesterday, I think this is going to be a four-quarter football game today. I think it's going to go into the fourth quarter.
Folks, you know, it might. And I predicted 27-17 yesterday. I can see it being 20-14 or 24-14, 17 going into the fourth quarter. I'm beginning to wonder if the score will be that high.
Yeah, I said
it should be because the conditions warrant that it should be.
I think I said 28-24 yesterday in favor of Nebraska, but you got some very good defensive football teams playing today. Wisconsin was 11th in the nation in total defense. They allow only 307.9 yards per game. Nebraska is 15th in the country. They give up only 318 yards per ball game. So that kind of points toward a defensive struggle today. I might revise my score to something like a 21-17.
Maybe 18-14.
17-14. 17-14. What's the people? What's the people think?
Yeah, folks, let us know. We want you to be part of the show today. I know you're listening. I know we're getting some emails here. This comes to the Dent Popper inbox. Good show. It's taking my mind off my old car project that is not going well. Sorry. Sorry about that. But love to hear from you, folks. All you have to do is email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Listeners, what is the most important part of the football game today? What is the most important part of the football game today? What will you be looking for in this football game? Let's go to our poll question. Since we've got a special Saturday show, we've got a special poll question for you. And here's what producer Jeff has put up. What will be the number one key to the game for either team? A, overcoming injuries for both teams. And obviously Nebraska has a little more to deal with in the immediate future and the immediacy than Wisconsin. Second choice, special teams. We've talked about that. Nebraska would have the advantage in the kicking game. There's no doubt about it. But also the turnovers. Nebraska limiting turnovers, which a lot of those have been in the special teams, but they've also come from Taylor Martinez. As we said yesterday, he's had more fumbles than anyone else in Division One college football the last 3 years. How about Nebraska not falling behind early? And then the unknown, Wisconsin's quarterback, Nebraska's running back. What will be the number one key to the game for either team? Overcoming injuries, special teams, the Huskers limiting turnovers, Nebraska not falling behind early, or the unknown? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. And that is our poll question for today. College football update. They head to halftime. It's Baylor 31, Oklahoma State 17, and they're just getting underway in the third quarter. Oklahoma leading TCU 14-7.
Dennis has checked in on the road today. He's got a prediction. He's listening to us online today. Nebraska 27, Wisconsin 20. I can see that. So Dennis checking in on the road today.
Yeah, I think
somebody said that, didn't they?
I don't know. I said 17. I'm going to start getting worried if they score more than that. If they score more than 17, I think I'm going to get worried. Nebraska's good enough to not allow Wisconsin to score 17 points. It just seems whenever you make predictions, nobody makes a prediction of 10-7 or 13-6 or 14-10. And this game could obviously – I mean, look at the high-powered offense we saw between Stanford and UCLA last night. Neither one of them got to 30.
It was 30-27 the last time we played them. 30-27 the last time we played.
Well, that's because Wisconsin got all the gifts in the first half. There's no doubt about it.
You've got to create your gifts, Doug. You've got to create gifts. And that's what we did. We gifted them a couple of times in that first ball game. But, hey, it could happen again. They scored 30 on us last time, or we scored 27 on us last time. We scored 30. So.
Well, they're not gifts, but they're not giving them away, but they will make you a great deal for Christmas and the end of 2012. Andy and the folks at Midway, they're working today, getting ready for tonight's Big Ten championship game.
Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Andy's in with us. You're as fired up about the Big Ten championship game as we are.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited. We're going to get that first conference championship since 1999, and it's very sobering because I was actually still playing high school football in 1999 for Randy Hubert, and that was back before Randy got all those wonderful state championships. Would have been cool if we could have done it when I was there, but you know what? Let bygones be bygones.
Just like all great coaches, they had to find out where they were having their shortcomings and improve on those.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird. After we went through, they pretty much eliminated the Veer option, so I don't really understand what happened. You know, it's funny. I ran into Randy when we went down to the Michigan game, and he looked right at me, and he's like, "Griff, 30-31 trap." I was like, I said, "You know what, coach? I said, you know, you can throw some pads on me right now." I said, "I would be in." And he said, "You always ran that Veer pretty good, kid." He's like, "That was it was fun watching you play. And it's cool, you know, running to guys like that. And, you know, this is my favorite time of the year right now. A lot of great football coming up this weekend.
Yeah, and it's the end of the year, so that's why we've got a lot of great football, the championship and the bowl game. And, of course, the end of the sales year is coming up for you guys over at Midway.
Oh, absolutely. Right now we have the Big Finish 2012. And basically what we're trying to do is the 13s are arriving daily. The brand-new 2013 Dodge Ram is... it's redesigned. You're going to have an 8.4-inch touchscreen, also with completely redesigned backup camera, different suspension. They actually have on their upgraded packages, like the Laramie Longhorn and things, you can actually have a suspension that will raise and lower on the vehicle if you're going to be in off-road terrain, or if you need to lower it down to maximize on your fuel economy and then power folding mirrors. So the 13 Ram is arriving daily, but I guess the real kicker is right now on 3/4-ton Rams and also on 1-ton Rams, you can get up to $10,000 off, not eight, not nine, up to $10,000 off with your qualifying trade. But that's only at Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram, so you need to come check it out.
And of course, folks, always check them out on the web at thinkmidway.com. Facebook, you've got always something going on. We've got the rodeo PBRs coming up here in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and this is a very busy time. Luckily, I got a great girlfriend because what I do is at about November 15th, I actually buy her flowers, and then I get her some candy, and I say, hey, guess what? I said, I will see you at Christmas, honey. I said, I love you to death. And Melissa just kind of shakes her head at me and says, go do what you got to do. So, no, we do. There's actually a lot of great things going on. Remaining 2012 Chrysler Town & Country minivans up to $5,000 off with your qualifying trade-in. We have over 15 Chrysler 200s in stock if you're looking for fuel economy, low payments. And here's the deal. If you don't have an opportunity, I know everybody's busy right now. If you cannot make it down to the dealership in person, just go ahead and go to www.thinkmidway.com. And then also, we were talking about that PBR rodeo. That's always a great time. I actually had to miss it last year. I had one of those family Christmas. Well, yeah. I told my girlfriend, hey, I'd see you at Christmas. And she was like, yeah. Hey, you got to go. But what you can do is if you actually hop onto Facebook and you go to Think Midway, you can actually become a friend. Like us, we'll like you back, and you actually have an opportunity to go ahead and win a 12-pack of tickets for that. So you need to get to Facebook. You need to go ahead and like us on Think Midway.
Folks, check it out, thinkmidway.com, or stop by and see them at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Andy, thanks so much. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back right after this.
Espresso and breakfast pizza? Yep. Espresso and salad bar? Yep. Espresso and wings? Sure. Genius. Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso. Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza you're craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
The store moves to classic hits 98.9 FM Saturday for a 6:45 pregame.
This is Jared Schaffrin, the voice of the Tri-City Storm.
Tri-City Storm have won 5 games in a row and have moved into 4th place in the standings. Currently the longest winning streak in the USHL, the Storm head to Fargo this weekend for 2 games with the Force. And the action moves over to Classic Hits 98.9 on Saturday night for a 7:05 puck drop.
Classic Hits 98.9 Saturday.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Nebraska, get ready for the Midway Auto Dealership's PBR Challenge. Back at the Buffalo County Expo Arena in Kearney, December 15th. Showtime 7:30. Brought to you by H&H Distributing, JR's Western, Taco John's, New West Sports Medicine, Casey's General Store, Rouse Farm Equipment, Mid-Nebraska Chemicals, and Midway Auto Dealerships. Get your tickets now at JR's Western, the Buffalo County Fairgrounds office, or online at pickmytickets.com.
College football on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Both Florida State and Georgia Tech are coming off crushing defeats to their top in-state rivals, but they both must regroup quickly. Up next, the ACC Championship and a trip to the Orange Bowl on the line.
Diving attempt at an interception, and it's picked up.
The ACC Championship, Florida State and Georgia Tech, Saturday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some areas of fog still early this afternoon, but then expect sunshine to move in later today. We'll have a mild high in the middle 60s, and expect clear skies tonight with lows near 33. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Dunaisty. Right now, it's 45.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.